Okay, so today is January 10th, 2018, and we're going to do the continuation of lesson number 19, working with the clock, and we're going to expand the pelvic clock into working with mobility of your neck and your spine. So again, as we begin a lesson, and they're called lessons, is we always start with you lying on your back on the floor and beginning to notice, becoming aware of how you're resting on the floor. So that means, how are you making contact? What parts of yourself touch the floor and perhaps what parts don't? As much as possible, stay away from having any concepts of right and wrong. So that's really a common thing for most of us, is like, oh, this part isn't touching, that must be wrong. Something might be wrong. So there aren't any rights or wrongs. It's a process of, again, awareness and discovery of how you are right now, and then how things change throughout the lesson, the class. So your arms are also down by your sides. And for most of you, you probably are noticing an arch in the lower back, which is really normal. It's supposed to be there. And there's also the secondary arches behind your neck, your cervical spine. So for a few of you in here, it's a little bit more than it should be. And how you would know that is where your nose is directed. So your nose right now should be straight towards the ceiling. But if your nose is, slightly tilted back, you're probably feeling a slight bit of strain in your cervical spine. So again, just something to be aware of. It's not right or wrong. It just means there's some tightness in your back that's creating that strain in your cervical spine. And then as you continue to lie there, noticing yourself, I'm going to describe what the clock means for you, those of you that are new. So you're going to envision on the ceiling a clock, right? So you got, I'm going to say 12 o'clock is at the top, where I'm going to say where your belly button is. 6 o'clock is down in the area in between your legs, where your buttocks, cheeks are, the base of your pelvis and tailbone. So that puts 3 o'clock where your right hip is on the right side, and 9 o'clock where your left hip is, left side. Now, does that make sense to everybody, the clock? Are we good with that? Okay. So the reason we're envisioning a clock is because the clock has numbers. Right, I just mentioned 12 o'clock, and then we have 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and so forth. We're going to first pick up where we left off last week with starting the movements with your pelvis, to learn about making a clock with your pelvis, and then we're going to continue having that move into your trunk and rib cage. And lastly, it will touch upon your cervical spine, your neck and head. Okay, so to start this clock with your pelvis, you're going to bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. Excellent. And you use your feet to weight bear a little bit, right? They're your sturdiness. Your feet should be lined up with your buttock cheeks, so your feet should not be together or not too far apart. Okay, so line them up with your buttock cheeks. Excellent. So from here, you're going to begin to tilt. So it's a tilt or a roll. Your pelvis, you're going to go first to 12 o'clock, right? That's the area right behind your belly button. So that's like flattening your lower back. And then you're going to roll down to sitting on your tailbone, which is going to create an arch in your lower back. And that's 6 o'clock. Now, does that make sense for everybody? So you flatten and then you arch. So, and I'm going to give you a hint is the arching, especially for those new people, is going to be your hardest thing. You spent way too much time trying to flatten your lower back, which is no good. So I want you to work on the arching. So there's no lifting. Can I touch you, or do you want me to not touch you? Yeah, okay. Just to help you. So this is why your neck is so tight. Arch, 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 even more. That's right. Enough that a mouse right here could go under your back. So you're so, it's been so tight, you've done this. And you see how that creates a bigger arch in your neck? So this direction, you need lots of this. Push your belly out. Don't hold your belly in. Even more. So where my hand is, push it out. More. Yeah. And arch that back. Now flatten. So that is 12 o'clock. And now come to sit on your tail. Beautiful. So my regulars, you guys know where 12 and 6 is. Good? Okay. So now we're going to explore 3 and 9. Now 3 and 9 are a little different, right? You just did more of a rocking motion that created an arch. Now when we go to 3 and 9, I like to think of a teeter-totter. Okay? So what that means, and it's not your legs, just listen, it's your pelvis. You're not moving your legs at all. Your legs never veer from being pointed towards the ceiling. Right? This is, again, the pelvic clock. So we're going to lower 3 o'clock to the floor. That's the right side. That means 9 o'clock is going to lift up. Not your legs. So some of you are very confused. Right? So listen to the instruction. You move your pelvis. Hence the pelvic clock. Now, I know for some of you, again, that are new, this is really hard. It's only hard because it's foreign for you. And if it's foreign to you, this is the most important thing you're going to learn and that you're going to walk out of here. Because this is why you have back problems and hip problems. Because you don't know how to move your pelvis instead of your legs. You've been spending your whole life doing everything with your legs. Left side lowers, right side comes up. Okay? And then you're going to lower the left side and lift the right. The legs just stay standing. You are moving your pelvis around your legs. Right? Inside your pelvis, your legs, that's the hip joints. They're joints. Okay? This motion you do at least 50 to 100 times a day. This motion is needed to get in and out of your car. If you don't know how to do it, you hurt your back. That's it. Come back to center. So, teeter-totter. Okay. Do you want me, can I touch you, or do you not want me? Okay. You feel how you're tilting your legs?
I'm pushing my legs down now to push my hip up.
Yeah, but I want you to do it with your pelvis. Yeah, you know, and so let your legs be spread apart a little bit. There you go. Easy. Just feel. Easy. Yeah. Not so much work. Easy. Doesn't have to be so big. See, minimal with, there's very little with your legs. You feel that?
Okay.
Excellent. And what I want you to be cognizant of, it's left and right, not any of this. Okay. You're doing a little of that.
So okay. I have anterior pelvic tilt in this hip. I don't know if this will help it.
Just, but the less you try, that's it. When you do it more mild, that's better. Okay, are we good? We got those directions. Excellent. So we're going to come back to the center, right? That means just quiet there, keeping your legs standing. And we're now going to try to make a circle around the clock. And why is this important? Is because, again, there's numbers. Well, what do the numbers mean? The numbers encourage you right? You're going to touch each number with the movement to really make a smooth circle. Now, as you start to do this, you're going to discover that you don't know how to get to some of the numbers, or you want to skip over a number, right? Because that, again, is just hasn't been available to you. So as we start to do this, you become aware of what numbers that are not so familiar to you, right? It's not right or wrong. This is purely information for you to discover about yourself. So you first go to 12, easy. It's way too much work. There's no lifting, there's no clenching. Just relax. Flatten the, yes. And now we're gonna start to go over 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, I wanna help the new people. I have high expectations of Marlene, Lynn, Kareen, right? That you guys know what you're doing. Okay, I'm gonna help you. So we're gonna start at 12, flatten. Nope, come back to center, flatten a little bit. That's 12. And we're gonna come over here. 1, 2, 3, 4, arch, push that belly, 4, 5, 6, really arch, 7, 8, 9, 10, flatten, 11, 12, keep the legs still, try it again. So really, ooh, arch, okay? Really work with that. Bonnie, you good? How are we doing over here? Beautiful. You've slowed down a lot. Thank you. So you go around the clock. And again, when I point out to some of you the challenges for yourself, it's just information. Be aware that every single person in the room has a challenge. Theirs is just different. Now remember, your legs don't get a move. But the only reason you're doing that is because you have not moved your pelvis forever. Did you go to George Washington?
No, my daughter does.
Who?
My daughter. Did you?
Uh-uh. I've taught there. Arch.
That was supposed to be flat when I'm at 12 o'clock.
Yeah, but I just, when you come to 6, arch more. Do you know where your tailbone is?
Yeah.
In between your buttocks, sit on it. Sit on it. Yes. That has caused you so many problems your whole life. If you learn anything from me today, is that. Okay, a frozen pelvis means a frozen lower back. Okay, are we good now? Can you go the other direction? So I'd like you to reverse the circle. No hurry, no rush. It's always interesting when you go in a different direction. Different things are easier and different things are harder. Now, as you continue with this just a little longer, right, so I give you ample time to explore this for yourself. It's really important to explore what you're doing. Can you bring into your awareness that there's something happening with your trunk? Right, so it's like the ripple effect. The movement is occurring with your pelvis, but you feel Wow, something's happening with this upper part of my body too. All I want you to do right now is notice that. Okay, I think you're tired. Let's rest. So lengthen your legs, bring your arms down by your side, and notice how you're making contact with the floor now. And a really good question to ask yourself is, what's different? Again, staying away from any kind of thought of right or wrong, what has now changed for you? Based on what you just experienced and did, how are you feeling yourself differently? Now, if any of you, the answer is, I'm not feeling anything different, that would be the worst answer. And I'll tell you why. It means two things. If you say nothing's different, then either you're super numb to not experiencing yourself, or aware, right? You just don't perceive yourself at all, or you're just not paying attention. Something has to be different now. So again, backing up to that place, if you're in that place, oh, nothing's different. I want to move you from there. That is not a good place to be. Because you just move. Something has to be different. So sometimes it's just learning to perceive yourself and asking questions. Well, what could be different? Is more of my back resting? Are my hips more at ease? Is something different in my neck? You just ask yourself questions. Are we good? Excellent. Okay. How are we doing over here? Good. Okay. So now we're going to continue with this movement, but we're going to change the position. So you're going to come up to sitting, and you're going to sit with the soles of your feet together. So I'm going to do it sideways for you. Okay? So you're going to start like this. Now, the hands. We're going to talk about the hands. What we ended up doing last week, because we did a little of this last week, is we started with your hands here instead of leaning, because I don't want you back here. This is not the idea. And look what happens to your neck and shoulders. This is no good. So we're going to bring your hands here, and we're just going to start by rounding. See how I round? Okay, that's going to be called 12 o'clock, and then we're going to arch. Sitting on the tailbone is 6. Okay, so you're going to explore rounding and arching, and this movement is in the pelvis. So what you're not doing is this, okay? That's leaning with your upper body, and nothing's happening in your pelvis. Okay, so when you round, if you wanted to even put your hand on your head, when you round, you sink. Woo! See, because my back is making the letter of a C. And when I start to arch with the pelvis, I get taller and my spine gets straighter. Right? So it's not this. Are we clear? Trying to be very clear with definitions. Okay. Are we good? And then we have our 3 o'clock and 9. And again, this is where we left off last week, and this was really hard for a lot of people because it meant you have to come off entirely one buttock cheek. And in some ways this sounds silly. There's like fear there. Like literally you feel like, oh my God, I could fall over, right? And again, that shows up for people that have not moved their pelvis. So you gently work into it feeling safe that, oh my gosh, I can rock left and right. And it's very much like a Weeble's Wobble. Those were toys back in my day. Right? It's getting comfortable that you can come off completely one buttocks cheek. Excellent. Yes, so when you go over, let's say, to the right buttocks cheek, the right side feels a little longer, the left side's a little shorter. Okay? Yes. Good. And then now let's go back to, and let's try it with putting a hand on your head. I think this is very valuable. And making your hand flat, okay, like a book. Right? So really feel, when you round, you're sinking. You see how I'm sinking? My head is relatively still over my pelvis because my pelvis and spine rounded. I'm not leaning back, right? This would like then be all in your core and your hip flexors, right? So your hand gives you a perspective of sinking and growing tall. Sinking and growing tall. And if you want, you can put the other hand on the floor and we can change hands, right? But you're not doing this, which would make you fall over, or this. And this idea, beautiful, this idea of sinking and coming back up. Again, if you learn something today, so important. Right? And you keep your eyes right here. This is your horizon. So some of you are tilting your head. Again, pay attention. There's no tilt of the head. Okay? You sink and you grow tall. Right? And this again just tells you how familiar are you now with the mobility of your spine relative to your pelvis. So when these parts aren't familiar, you do everything in your neck, your legs, and your shoulders, your arms, your extremities. And that's why things are tight and hurt. Beautiful. Rest on your back. That's a lot of work. You guys did a lot of work. Go ahead and rest. Legs long, arms long, and again, notice the contact that you're making. What's different? How do you feel now? Right? Things are changing, right? This nice gentleman here who's new, can you feel how things are getting different with your neck and your back?
More in my butt.
More in your butt, okay. So again, ask yourself what feels different. This is so important. I'm praying nobody goes to the place of nothing's different. Okay, we're going to come up again and we're going to change the position a little bit more. So this time you are going to lean, but it's going to be on your forearms. Okay, and the reason for this is you're going to now take more of your hips out of it, and it's really going to get your rib cage to move. So you're going to lean like this. Yes, your knees can be up, no problem. Right, so now if you sit on the tailbone, 6 o'clock, and then rounding, flattening, the knees come up, that's 12 o'clock. Okay? So this really gives you a feeling of your spine rounding and arching. Make sure that you're breathing. Minor detail, I know, right? Okay, and then you're gonna add in one little piece with your head, very carefully, okay? So, as you arch, you're gonna allow your chin to look up towards the ceiling and back. Only do this to what level you can do it comfortably. And then, when you round, you're looking down, your chin is in your chest. So we're now creating 12 and 6 up with your head and cervical spine. Okay, now if anybody has pain, let me know. Okay, so, and you don't want to go too far back. So some of you, I can tell, are already doing that. Like, don't let your head snap off, right? So you're only allowed to let your head tilt as long as you're really arching and your chest is lifting. So some of you are very stiff in your chest. That's it, Lynn. And then you're just letting your head snap off. And again, that's perhaps why you might have neck issues. That's it. So I want you to think here. You're doing great. Not so much with your head, but I want you to arch here. Yeah. And now let's round. Really round. 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 Drop this in. Round. Oh. And then lift. 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 Okay. And round. Round. When you get tired, you can rest. That's it. Okay, now after that time, rest. Okay, everybody rest. Rest. Okay, now we're going to go back to the first one that we did, the first position. And you'll be amazed at how much easier all this is, right? So bend your knees, please. Bring them to standing. And let's just start with 12 and 6. And then at your own timing and your own pace. When you're ready to start making a clock, you can. Okay, so first do 12 and 6, maybe 3 and 9, and then you go into your clock. Remember, it's the pelvis moving around the legs. The legs are standing. And then what you're noticing in the background, right, is what's going on with your rib cage now in your spine. Beautiful, Bonnie. Excellent, Kevin. That's right, right? Kevin. Right? And then my new gal back here, what's your name?
Naomi.
Naomi. Beautiful. You feel that? Now, isn't it easier? Right? So just feel how your whole rib cage, spine, trunk area follows. Right? So in some sense, the rib cage is now making a circle. Right? Can you hallucinate that idea? That's it. I'm going, yeah, and feel how the ribs, right? So as one side of the pelvis comes up, that's the side that the ribs get shorter, right? The other side gets longer. So you get this experience that your entire rib cage and trunk It's creating a lot of mobility. You're coming along. What's your name?
Bill.
I want you to let all this, not the legs, not the legs, let the ribs, and come back, let this side, yes, let these ribs. You know what I want to suggest or think of with you, Bill?
What's that?
Were you ever in the military?
No. Otherwise, I'd have a better discipline.
No! Move this, not this. You've moved your legs your whole life. Move this. Computer? I'm guessing.
Yes.
Yes? Am I right? That's it. Remember, pelvis can move like this, but not the, that's it, not the legs. Oh, look at that. And then come back down. That's it. So change the direction and make it larger. So really let this rib cage get involved. So if you spend a lot of time sitting behind a desk, right, sitting, working on stuff, am I right? Yeah. What part? The inside engine of computers or what? Writing programs? Just working on them?
I run Salesforce.
Huh?
I run Salesforce.
Now, here's the next phase before we take a break. Is it possible for you to just shift now to having the rib cage generate the circle, the clock? Right? So the pelvis has been doing it, and the rib cage has been the follower. Now, can you have the rib cage make the clock and the pelvis follow? Still breathing. Okay, excellent, you guys. Let's take a rest. So legs long, arms down by your sides. What's different? And when I say that question, what's different, really allowing absolutely anything to show up. So it could be literally the softness in your face now. Your jaw could be more relaxed. You could feel the muscles around your eyes more relaxed. Just notice, right? And what that means is you weren't aware that you had tension there. Or your toes are more at ease. Your hands, your fingers are softer, right? So anything and everything is possible. It's just a matter of you opening your thought and your mind to being aware of what you sense. So again, the biggest danger, and it doesn't happen very often, but there are people out there that absolutely can't sense anything. That is not a good thing. Right? I mean, that's the kind of person that, I would hate to say this, but literally I would want to turn on the stove and take their hand and say, tell me when you feel it's actually hot. And they may have to actually burn their hand before they feel it. Right? And that means that person has spent no time in their body feeling. So their perception is really minimal. So something like a hot stove, it would take something like that for like something to wake up, right? That's extreme. But it's your ability to sense and perceive the changes. That is what makes things change and different and get better. So that's the other downside. If you can't perceive, you will never change and nothing will get better because there's no perception. Okay, we're going to come up to the leaning on the forearms position. Okay? Let's come back to that position. And we're going to start our clock. Okay? I always like to do a little bit of 12 and 6. And then just whenever you want, you start to go into your circle. Right? So in this position, the legs do move, so to speak, right? So whichever side of the pelvis you're leaning on, that leg's down, the other's up. And then you're feeling the motion in your rib cage. And the next is your head, right? So now what starts to happen, which we haven't done in here before, is your chin is making a circle. So like, for example, when you're on the right side, you're going to find your chin is over near your right shoulder. And then when you go to the center, right, 6 o'clock, your chin's in the middle of your sternum. 9 o'clock left. And then when you arch, your chin tilts back. So now it's almost like you have three circles, right? You got a circle with the pelvis, a circle with the rib cage, and a circle with your head or your neck, but follow your chin. And like Marlene, if you get tired, rest. Okay, it's really important to do minimal. As soon as you start holding your breath and tensing, it's too much. So never be shy of taking a break, excellent Bonnie, and coming back to it. Is it too hard to be on your forearms? And shoulders, okay, that's fine. So that's a perfect, yeah. And then what you could do is after doing it up, try going back, play with it, but I'm proud of you. Beautiful, you guys. Now, what some of you are doing, some of you, you're doing excellent with the pelvic circle and the head circle. But then some of you are getting totally stagnant with the ribs. Okay? So be aware of this. That's my job, is to draw attention. Right? So just because if you get too involved with your head doing this, you're going to hurt your neck. It needs to be connected with the ribs. So again, these are just ways for me to draw attention to what you're doing. And this class, it requires a lot of attention. That's the hardest part. It's not physically so much what you're being asked, but it's a lot of paying attention. Really good, Marlene. So Kevin, I want more rib, right? So you're kind of sinking back and just staying there, and so really think of, okay, let's all rest for a minute.
This is work.
It's work. Who said Feldenkrais wasn't work?
Yeah, my brain hurts.
I know, right? You think your brain hurts. My brain hurts too. I didn't even think I could teach spin this morning. I was actually scared because I've been away from it for so long, right? It's like, hey, what am I supposed to do here? And my lungs burned the whole time. My poor little lungs. I mean, it's been like walking from the kitchen, living room to the bedroom for 2 weeks. Okay, let's change the position again. Let's come up to like Corinne was doing. Let's lean on the hands. And this will help your rib clock. So let's come back to this position. Okay, And I always like, again, to start with, here's 6 o'clock, I don't know, I'm confused now. Now this is 12 o'clock. 6 o'clock is sitting on the tailbone. So I like to get, I always go back to this because then I feel my pelvis, I feel my ribs, and I feel my neck, my head, right? And once I get that going, then I feel confident I can start the circle, right? And I start it with my pelvis, but I'm super aware that my ribs are involved and that my chin, I see my chin now. So now the circle, instead of being on the ceiling, right? Your chin is more making a circle in front of you, right? So these, the position of the clock keeps changing relative to you changing your position. And again, when you feel fatigued, rest. And how do you know that? That means you stop breathing. It means you can't synchronize things anymore. Also, another way to tell if you're fatigued is that your mind drifts. Good time to take a little break. And then you come back to it. That's it, Bill. You're not hopeless. You've just spent a lot of time. Bill's just a person that has spent a lot of time. You remind me actually very much of my partner. You spent a lot of time upstairs here. He's a cognitive, a head person. And when you're so deep as a head person, the body often gets left behind. It also means Bill's a really smart person. He's a really smart person, but he spent a lot of time up here, forgetting about the vessel he's in. Okay, rest everybody. Rest, rest, we'll come back to it again. Just rest. It is tiring. It's mentally fatiguing, right? When was the last time you paid attention this much? And my daughter complains about college classes. Ha! No, in all seriousness, that is the hardest thing in this class, not the movements, is awareness. And it is very eye-opening to notice, maybe for oneself, right, how hard it is to be aware of yourself for an hour class. And it is across the board. So if that makes you feel better, because I want you all to feel better, when people enter this work, I'm going to tell you, nobody is good at the awareness. That just tells you how poor our awareness is, but I promise you. And in our training program, the first year, we all slept through most of our training program. And we were very worried whether or not we were going to get it or not. And our trainers were like, don't worry. But, you know, just try to wrap your mind around. You're here for an hour. Imagine doing this from 8 in the morning to 5 with a lunch break and a couple breaks, right? So, like, by 10:30 or 11, everybody's snoring, right? Everybody's lying there asleep because that is tremendous amount of awareness. And we're not used to that. And it really took an entire year of a training program doing this every day for us all to be able to be awake all day, right? So, the awareness is intense. Okay, I am now going to give you a choice. You can either start on your back with your knees bent, or you can come up to sitting with your hands or elbows. I would like you to explore all three positions briefly, but I'm going to let you to start with, I'm going to say, choose the one that you like the best, that feels maybe the easiest, and then go to the one that maybe is the hardest, right? So you're all going to start differently, and this is important, to find your own rhythm, just to be working with yourself, not worrying about your neighbors, But just start off the clock. Do it a couple times one way, a couple times the other way, and then I want you to change positions. And in this process, why you're going to start with the easiest position is because you want to notice why it's easiest. And that will help you improve the next position that's a little harder. Are we good? So go ahead and start. Right, and so many of you, if not all of you, picked lying on your back. Well, one of the things is you don't even have to hold your upper body up, right, with gravity. Right, so that's important to learn, right? It's work to be upright. That's why it takes us a good 12 months to figure it out. It doesn't happen overnight, right? When you have a baby, you gotta hold their head or it'll snap off. They don't know how to hold their head. Hence the movement of the pelvis. That is what this movement of the pelvis and its relationship to your head is all about. Good. Yeah, so if you haven't changed your position, move to your second one. Because we have three, right? And then you're going to move to your last position. And just maybe, it's gotten a little easier. Or maybe it's just that it's a little more familiar, but my guess is it might be even both of those. You're doing great, Bill. This is like, Bill's whole world just opened up today. And one of the things, how I know that, one of the things Bill's been doing, which has been great, he just doesn't even know it, but he's been like yawning, right? So that's a really good sign. Because when you yawn and your mouth, you're opening a lot like that, it means a significant change. Your whole system is releasing something huge. Great sign. So that's really good. And he's going to find himself when he leaves, he's going to yawn so much for the next couple hours and think, and then you're going to remember what I said. And change the direction, and then just do whatever you're doing, just one or two more circles, and then we'll come to rest and finish it. Okay, beautiful. Rest. Lie on your back and rest. You guys did so great today. So yeah, it's a tremendous amount of focus, but there's a lot to holding yourself up, to doing these movements. So as you're resting now, again, sense, perceive what feels different. What just shows up? What do you notice in your mind and your thought? Right, so that is so important because whatever shows up is what your body wants you to feel and sense that's different. Trust it. Just trust what's showing up for you. And it might be your breath and breathing. You might just be experiencing these much larger breaths. Might be a sense of relaxation or ease. Slowly roll your head a little bit to the right and left and notice how that feels. Excellent. Notice how your spine is resting there. We noticed that in the beginning. How's the base of your neck feel now? If you remember, I had you notice if your chin and nose was really tilted back, and now is it more lined up? Okay, and then taking your time, you're going to roll to a side. Come to sitting and standing.